King Ranch looms large in history and in legend. It's bigger than Rhode Island, it's the birthplace of the first American breed of cattle, and it's even been called the birthplace of the cowboy. These days, cowboys are more likely to ride the range in pickups than on horseback. Sportsmen come to hunt exotic game, birders to spot rare species, but the new ways have not completely overshadowed the old. Not far from the main entrance stand the buildings that were the heart of the early decades of King Ranch, all built in the Mission style. Henrietta King, the wife of ranch founder Captain Richard King, wanted continuity in the design and buildings made for work. Bus tours of the ranch headquarters along Santa Gratuitous Creek give visitors an overview of the ranch, with guides who provide the facts and the folklore. The oldest building is the commissary. It was built about 50 years before Kingsville was founded in 1904. The ranch was a self-contained community then, and the commissary provided food and supplies to workers. The white two-story structure was remodeled several times. It resembles a Spanish colonial fort, complete with a watchtower and castellations for defense. The 1909 carriage house was designed by the architect Jules Leflund. It's a pale yellow brick and stone building with massive arches. A bronze horse head is mounted above the entryway. The main house dates to 1915. It was designed by the architect Carlton Adams and replaced one that burned. The exterior is clad with white stucco. It includes a series of graceful arches and a central patio for cross-ventilation. The home's Tiffany glass windows and the peacocks that strut across its lush green lawns provide a touch of elegance to this working ranch, which endures as an icon of the frontier.